Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the show. Today, we have a special guest, a dear friend of many years, Mr. Brian Finale. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, Rudy. Nice to be here, man.
Yeah, man. So great to finally have you here. I've been wanting to get you on the show now for 2 years, but you've just been so freaking busy, man, launching your new company, but I just knew eventually we would, the stars lined up. So I'm glad you can finally make it.
Yeah. Happy to be here, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and for our audience, for perhaps the first time getting to meet you or know you, Brian is the CEO and co-founder of DigitalMentors.com. They specialize in taking people's knowledge and turning it into profitable businesses, which is really cool. And you've been in business for decades now. I remember you and I actually met at an event, I think, big event in Vegas back in, was it 2008, I think it was, 2009?
8 or 9, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It was called Live the Dream. And
yeah.
That was actually the first big business conference that I went to, now that I think about it. So thank you for hosting that event and the ripple effect in my life.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Awesome. Two decades, man. And a crazy wild that you and I work together on a lot of events as well now at this point, which is, that's been an honor. And what you do for, what you did with and for us at those events was top tier, world class, and we appreciate you. And it's crazy. It started 20 years ago at our event, my event. And then here we are in the relationship that we had with one of our companies where you would run all of our live events, and it's a beautiful circle. And here we are.
Yes. Changing lives, man. That event changed my life. And then we were able to work together to change other people's lives through events, which is super cool. Mm-hmm. You've been a serial entrepreneur since 16 years in the digital marketing space. You've run the previous company that we worked together on to 8-figure plus company, impacted thousands of lives, including my own. And continue to do that now. So I'm really excited to get a brain download from you and all of your experience with running these events. And as you and I were talking in the green room, because you're an event leader, our listeners are typically event leaders. We all know that the number one problem that people ask themselves is, how the heck do I fill my event? How do I get people to my event? And that's something, a question I'm sure you've asked yourself thousands of times.
Yeah.
That's you. I'd love to hear from you, man, your experience, maybe a little bit of your journey, where you started and where you got to and what you learned along the way and what worked for you guys when it came to building your events and promoting them.
Yeah, live events. Boy, that's one of my biggest fears when we started doing live events, is that you put all this energy and effort into a live event and nobody shows up, or you got two people in the room, which had happened. We've done that. We've certainly been there and missed metrics in the beginning when we didn't know what we were doing at all. And even to this day, when we do live events, like, my heart beats a little bit when we go and click launch, because it's, now we got to fill it. Yeah, that's, and we've learned a lot of things over the years. Gosh, where do you, as far as filling the events, start there, like you asked there, Rudy. The biggest thing as far as getting the butts to actually show up in the seats for us is, it's coming, I know this is going to sound rudimentary and fundamental, but is the messaging. It really does need, if you're putting on a 1, 2, or 3 day event, whether it's a retreat or like a 500 to 800 event, person event, it is harder and harder to get people to show up to a live event now, especially post when the world shut down. They're used to Zooms and being able to consume from the comfort of their home. So now you even have to be better at creating the structure, the promise, the outcome, the speaker lineup. Like, why is someone going to travel across state or even across country or across globe to attend your live event versus chances are you have a live stream option as well, and they can do it right from home? That's the big, Rudy. Lots of our people, you and I both adore, have set up huge studios. So it's up to where it's all virtual now. And that's a beautiful thing. And it also sucks, because you and I know that the live event is where the most transformation happens, where everything, all decisions get to be made, relationships get to be built. So for us, it's going to be about like making sure that messaging is on point. There's a reason for them to be in that room. They like physically, I don't know if that means for us, we've had different bonuses. When you show up, you unlock all sorts of thousands of dollars worth of bonuses. Yes, you can get the live stream, but you got to be in the room, unlock XYZ. And then once you're in the room, that's a different conversation. But the biggest thing that we focus on is making sure that our promise, come in, here's what happens. You come into the event at this stage. When you leave, here's what you paint that future vision of what it will be when they leave the room. And for us, something that's worked for us are things like tangible and intangible bonuses for those who are in the room, and we make it special. And really, as far as promotions and continually to get people to come back to live events, creating that sense of community and that bond, especially if you run a continuity or membership, man, one of the best things you can do is create a live experience, because they will come back and come back. You make them feel like family. You make them feel like a part of something special. It's been one of the secret glue for us to have 150, 160,000 customers and many of them coming to events and retreats over and over again. That bond is incredible. And to get people to the room, that's the biggest challenge, man. And for us, it was messaging, bonuses, giveaways, spending money for speakers. We've had Dr. Joe Dispenza as a keynote speaker. We've spent money on a lot of good speakers, and that's helped. That helped fill the room for sure.
That's great, man. To recap a couple of my takeaways here, I got a page of notes already. Big thing, counterintuitive, like before the ads, before the reach out, before all this, is the messaging, the promise.
Oh, like, yeah. 100%.
Where you're at now and where you're going to be when you leave the event. And it has to be even more compelling now than ever before. It takes something to get to somebody on a plane when they could just watch something on from home.
Yeah.
Also know that but when they do get there, that's the environment that can change their lives. And you said specifics, you're getting the messaging right, some hot bonuses to sign up and get there, and then having like really awesome speakers. I actually remember when you had Dispenza at your event, and that was freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Boom. Anything else you want to share as far as what you've learned over almost two decades of leading events and running your company?
As far as getting people to the room?
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things is the planning of the actual event. Like each day for us, it was a 3-day event, most of them. And to have a flow, to have it be like compartmental, like flow, like tangible. Hey, this first day is going to be about XYZ, which is going to lead into the second day. We're going to stack the growth and the progress on the second day, and then the same with the third day. So to really have a flow and a content format, to like a plan, like a real structure and a plan for someone to get into the room and to want to be in the room, be present for the full thing, because each piece is a part of the whole. And the sum of the parts are greater than the whole, or whatever that saying is. You have to literally be there. You want to be there from start to finish, because all that content, boom, is going to help you get to that X outcome by the end of the event. That is, yeah, man, if I were to go, and we don't have a live event scheduled this quarter or anything, but if I were to go to the drawing board with our team and we said, hey, we need to go get 200 people in a room, it would be a strategic experience from start to finish. Very much focused on milestones and outcomes per day, per session, that all lead up to the outcome, the finished perfect dream, magic wand. Here's what happens when you walk out, business owner, or whatever the industry is. And it would be very methodical. I think a lot of business owners just, hey, let's book a room, let's have fun, let's create a stage and have an event. You will lose your shirt typically with that. It needs to be very much structured and engineered and clear so that we can go create marketing and messaging for it that lands for the ideal client, where they're like, I need to be in that room, period. That's the challenge.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And you mentioned doing those mistakes. I don't know if you're open to sharing with our audience kind of what your experience was your first event.
Oh my gosh, how much time do you have, man? I remember one of the first events, we were so nervous and there was like zero energy whatsoever. We dropped the ball on so many different aspects. There was no in between speakers. There wasn't this hype up music and this transform. And it's not just to hype people up, it's to help them keep their energy up so they'll be present. They can consume more of the content. And I just remember that event, it actually did okay, but I felt, looking back, knowing after 15 years of running events, the energy in that room, it was not the seats. It wasn't structured in a way where it was like a room that was going to have an old hold energy. And yeah, we did some of the things I said don't do, where we just had amazing speakers on stage. It wasn't an outcome based. It wasn't a full flowing ecosystem from start to finish. There wasn't clear messaging. We just tried to stuff as many what we thought were valuable speakers on stage with no real outcome. And even in that event, we didn't really sell anything, actually. It was a success as far as like the members that came back. They stayed on our continuity program for that next year, which was beautiful. But we lost money on that event and we did not have any type of offer in the back. We didn't even know what we were doing. This was back in like 2009. We were just like, we wanted to get people together and we know that we have something special let's share our knowledge. And it was a perfect example of how when you want to share education, is that like teachers should be getting paid the most and they take care of our youth, the good like teachers who actually care. But if you like, this was a perfect example. They don't get like, we taught great content, but we didn't make any money. Like you need to put on a marketing cap, work with someone like you, an event coordinator who knows how to structure events for transformation, for monetization, for cash flow. We didn't do any of that. And we were great teachers that event. We put on a great show. It was great knowledge. But then we're stuck with whatever that bill was, 50, whatever it was, because it wasn't set to do what events need to do. And the promoter needs to get paid, needs to cover itself. Ideally, we've had events where we earn anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million from stage over that weekend, which is a beautiful thing. And that's where you should be, because not only does the business owner make money, that means your clients in the event, man, they invested. They're going to go home and they're going to get to work. You can only do so much in a 1 day, 2 day, 3 day event. You can pump someone up, but we're doing a disservice if we don't get them into a higher ticket type of program so that they can actually go and apply and work with a mentor and get the result. That's the only way you transform someone's life once they leave the event. And we screwed up every which way you could possibly think of in the first event. And we learned. And we were back then 20 some years old. And that started the journey and did not start on a W. It was not good on paper. Very painful. But a fun event, learned a lot. Then we rolled up our sleeves and said, there has to be a better way to do these things. And we started learning.
Yeah. Thank you for being so open with us about your lessons learned right on that first event.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was there on the attendee side, so it was a lot of fun.
Exactly.
And we could both look back in hindsight 2020 and see that, yeah, there was lessons to be captured from that experience.
Yeah. I honestly think you as an attendee, man, I don't think in that first event, we might have sold the recordings from stage for $300, maybe. And that was in Vegas. And if you ever held an event in Vegas for 2 or 3 days straight, the room rates, even back then, was insane. It was at the Venetian, one of my favorite hotels. That price tag was a lot. We're talking very high, very much into the six figures. So when you don't get any revenue on the back end, you're like, what just happened? Yeah. So we will, yeah. But that woke us up a little bit, but we saw the opportunity. And of course, at another big event that next year. And then over the course of our Rudy back just a couple of years ago, we were doing little retreats literally every month with you, where we'd have 10 to 20 people coming into Austin every month. We're big advocates of events, but they're structured strategically now and designed to make money and transform lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Awesome. So you started to talk about the importance of enrolling people into higher ticket programs so that they leave the event and can do the work. I'd love for you to expand on that point, because I think that is a really important point to emphasize and sharing your experience when it comes to that.
Yeah, man. I remember once a gentleman who you know as well, the late, great Mark Hoverson. I was on a cruise with him, and this is right around after we bombed in that first event. And I was like, man, there's something going on here. I don't know. There's a block here for me personally. I was the guy who would be on stage, the face of the brand, who would eventually be making the offers and such. The company was doing well, hundreds of thousands of dollars each month in revenue, but there was a block. And in the high ticket stuff, specifically from platform speaking. And I remember Mark, just one night we were on a cruise and he loves cigars. We were drinking down in the cigar room and he said, Finale, dude, sales is what changes people's lives. You being able to put together a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 program is how you're going to actually, instead of just these little things, little impact here or there, this is how you give someone a new life. And I was like, holy sh-. Like in that moment, it just shifted for me. And I was like, dude, it was just a limiting belief I had around presenting a higher ticket offer, specifically from a stage like that. And very quickly, we started embracing that in our business. We started doing more higher ticket stuff, which actually brought better clients. And then those clients actually, because they invested, started doing the work more than the lower cost stuff. And then that next event, we tested that out. And it's just a mind shift belief on me as far as allowing and presenting a higher ticket. What does that actually mean? Like, it was uncomfortable. Everyone's got money beliefs. Money's the root of all evil. All these things that pop up in childhood. And we, as entrepreneurs, need to get rid of that quickly, because he was right. And the clients who do invest in these higher tickets, man, those are our biggest success stories. Those are the ones who go on and change lives and impact more people. And that investment puts them, wakes them up, puts their back against the wall, makes them actually move. And it's just a beautiful, it was awesome. And growing through that allowed us to now present $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 plus programs, $50,000 programs from stages, which has changed the game. One client, man, one $50,000 client, or divide that by $50 a month memberships. How many members do you need? It's a different game for the business owner. And that client you can really focus on and go through your curriculum, your training, your framework, and get a result for them. And it's been awesome. Yeah, it's that piece alone, that conversation with Mark really helped me open up the idea and my money beliefs and how we can serve as business owners and what we're supposed to be doing if we really want our attendees to transform and get a result.
Yeah, man, this is a mic drop right here on this one. And I love that you're honoring the late Mr. Mark Culverson. I only had maybe 3 interactions with him in my time, but they were all memorable. They were all cool. And he was that kind of guy.
So he was.
I'm just kind of oozed out of just being around the guy. He's just impactful. Yeah. And really grateful that he shared that with you, because when you did make an offer for, I think, a $5,000 retreat the next year, I took you up on that offer. And that was probably at that point the first high ticket investment that I had made. And I had to get pretty resourceful to not just pay for it, but to get there. And it changed my life. It really did, on a different trajectory. And I'm really grateful for that. So I'm grateful that Mark impacted you, and then you impacted me. And then we've been able to impact it. So many people along the way because you offered higher service, higher commitment. So thank you, man. Thank you for what you've done.
Thanks, Brad.
Over the years. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so for all of your listeners who are, this is like the tribe here, had I not been bold enough to step into that, this wouldn't even be here. And the impact Rudy's had and our companies have had, like, high ticket is unlock some stuff, and it will get people to stretch. They find out what they're made of, and they create what they were born on this planet to create. And they do amazing things. And it's changed the business, man. And yeah, that was the first retreat. We didn't even know if that was going to work. That was in Arizona. You were one of that was back in 2009 or whatever that was. I remember that. And that was the first test. We're like, okay, cool. And we got about, I think, 20 people to that one that we had qualified, and that was the goal, and we hit it, and onward and upward.
Yeah. So cool, man. Beautiful. I think it's a good place to put a little bow tie on this. I think it's a good high note to bring people with. Brian, if people want to learn more about what you're currently doing, digital marketers, and maybe they have a lot of knowledge in their mind, what's the best way for them to either learn more from you or learn more about what you guys do?
Yeah, thanks for that. Just come find me, Brian Fanale, Fanale, Instagram, Facebook. We've got some cool giveaways. I could tell you, if you want to go check out Compass, like a map, Compass, compass.digitalmentors.com. We've worked really hard on helping any business owner who goes through that report. You will get a customized business and marketing plan with all sorts of crazy cool stuff. It's completely free. You'll get a ton of value from it. And that way you can hop on our email list. You can get invited to free workshops that we do all the time. But yeah, come say hi. I'm very accessible on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the things, YouTube.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to include a link to the Compass here with the show notes as well. So when you're listening to this, just go down to the show notes, click on Compass, just fill that out. I actually did that when you guys first launched it, and then came to your workshop where you guys reviewed the results and worked with people. I was super impressed by how you guys created a holistic and customized approach. I know leveraging a lot of AI tools, but also you're decades of experience between you and your business partners who are also in the fields. And every single person that was there had like their own unique sales and marketing and knowledge business plan, which I thought was really cool. Yep. So for our listeners, go down, click the link, do the compass and learn more. Right. Thanks, down. Brian. Great having you here, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Much love, Rudy. Thank you.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.